This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, the 6th day of July, 2016. I do want to try to take a lot of phone calls today and not just sit on top of the calls or let individual callers go too long. I really want to give longtime listeners who don't want to sit on hold and who want to just quickly sound off on Hillary, setting the precedent that there is a ruling class that is the new royalty and is above the law. You can welcome the sound off on Obama, calling her diligent and the best person to be the president ever. Hours after the FBI director talked about how horrible she is and how negligent she is. The FBI director looked like a deer in the headlights yesterday. I went back and watched the 15-minute speech he gave, and he looked scared to death. Absolutely scared to death. And then gave a really bipolar statement where he comes out and she's absolutely horrible and lied about everything, but prosecutors wouldn't indict her for this or wouldn't go to the grand jury with this. What? The lying to federal officers alone, there's like 15 cases of that. The ordering her girlfriend to cut the top off and other staff of the stuff that said top secret, the secret. I mean, you have her. Just tampering with those documents is a frickin' felony. And then it hit me when I was watching the nightly news last night from home with it was Leanne and David Knight doing a segment. We're going to play a clip of it coming up where they talk about the fact that, and this is the one thing I haven't covered, and it's the biggest issue out of all of this. And every time I think I've covered every angle, I realize I haven't covered half of them, because I thought of a few more after I saw David talk about this and Leanne. They have persecuted whistleblowers and the press unlike anyone in history. I mean, we've covered that, but not the fact that they use the handling of secret documents and the handling of national security documents and national security information as the main way to persecute people when it's not violating national security to expose illegal spying or parallel construction by the DEA or informants framing people or a Fox News reporter talking to an undersecretary of state about, do you believe North Korea really has multiple atomic bombs? You should be able to say, yes, we believe they have it. Of course they have it. So you've got just the absolute misuse of it to persecute free speech and whistleblowers, and then you've got Hillary engaged in spades, a royal flush of corruption, and nothing's being done here. So that's one angle I haven't hammered, and it just, I did get nauseous. I mean, I don't just say that. Everyone I know said they got a bad feeling in their stomach yesterday, and I really went from being really happy yesterday morning, long weekend with the family, out at the lake with friends, Rob Dew and his wife and kids, my cousin Buckley and his wife. Pat Riley was out there with us with his wife and friends. We had a great time out on his boat, out on neighbor's dock. But I tell you, then I just started really realizing this is actually a defeat for the globalists because they're having to really show how corrupt they are. And even liberal media is turning against them now and really just going, this is sick. In fact, this is something that finally has some of the Zombo left going, what? Look at all the people they prosecuted for far less, not just Petraeus. I think they jumped the shark on this one. We're going to come back, get into all the news, play some powerful clips. This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Got the enemy in our sights. Global fight against the private corporate worldwide tyranny known as the New World Order is going extremely, extremely well. Time is running out for the globalists. Their entire program is being exposed. Not just their plan to take control of the planet, its resources and populations, but their end game, their final solution, their eugenics planetary program is now beginning to go mainstream, and I sit back with extreme pleasure seeing our talking points against the globalists and our research against the globalists coming out in literature, in fiction, in nonfiction, in media, in sports, in culture, in news. I love hearing terms that I coined being used by the mainline conservative talk show host. I love hearing the even controlled left adopting my vernacular. And it's not just my worldview. It's the globalist worldview, but from a perspective of someone against it. So I want to just say something out of the gates before we get into all this news today. It was disheartening not to see Hillary Clinton get indicted. She certainly deserves it. They persecuted the press using these secrecy laws. That's one of the biggest reasons I think she should get in trouble, and one of the biggest reasons, one of the biggest points that hasn't really been covered properly. There's an article out today that actually gets into that from Wayne Madsen, InfoWars.com reporter. He'll be joining us at the start of the third hour. Joe Biggs will join us from the border with breaking news there, and Pastor Manning's with us in the second hour. We're going to have open phones with Pastor Manning as well. But I want to say something. The only way the globalists can win is by divide and conquer. Now, if you are a black person who has been discriminated against or been harassed or been pulled over for driving while black or whatever, you have some real issues and real reasons to have a chip on your shoulder. And there's reasons white people have to have chips on their shoulders. And there's reasons Hispanics have and all the rest of it. But all of these issues are played up to be much bigger than they really are. So the larger world can be basically obscured while we're down here in the smoke fighting with each other. And I know you know that. But we know they have bots. And we know they have hired technicians and they have operatives that cause a snowball effect on message boards and comment boards and in the culture to push a narrative of everyone fighting with each other. And then the central government comes in and plays the part of the organizer, the referee, to stop that infighting. And I'm going to just say this and I'm going to move on to the news. I don't care what color you are, or where you live in the world, or what your religious background is when it comes to this question. The globalists are targeting you, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Hindu, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you are a Zoroastrian, whether you are a devil worshiper, whether you are an animist, whether you are a Rosicrucian, whatever you supposedly think your worldview is, the globalists have a plan for you, and they've been testing weaponized media, weaponized food, weaponized medicine, weaponized water, weaponized air, and it's declassified. A lot of it isn't, but just what is declassified is so mountainous. The secret testing that's been declassified in every country of the world, it's crazy. And again, they use divide and conquer to control this. Almost every time they come out and announce that they tested weaponized polio or weaponized syphilis or weaponized bird flu or weaponized Zika or weaponized Lyme's or sterilants in the tetanus shots, they always end up announcing that they got caught doing it in Africa or in some Central Asian country or South America. And then it's just kind of in the news. Oh, we apologize for injecting the Tibetans. Or we apologize for injecting the folks in, say, Chile. Or Hillary was 2 years ago. She came out and apologized to Peru for injecting the population. She didn't do it, but earlier people did. She apologized as the State Department head, for our government secretly injecting Peruvian llama herders, not hurting anybody, with syphilis. It was the women that trusted the government would go into the clinics and get the shots. I mean, what type of freak evil people pull crap like that? Do you have any idea how painful syphilis is? How degenerative it is? It's basically microscopic worms that start eating your brain and other organs. That's what Lyme's disease is weaponized tick-borne syphilis. That's another little treat they gave everybody. But let me give you a little newsflash. In the really declassified stuff you can pull up, they tested on white communities, Hispanic communities, they tested on everybody, folks. But when they announce it usually or declassify it, it's always how they're doing it to the Pakistanis or the Peruvians to kind of play to the scientific elitism that's in the left of, oh, we're just controlling population, wink, wink. I can't tell you how many times I've had leftists go, okay, yeah, we saw your film Endgame. Yes, there's some covert population control going on. There's too many people. What are you going to do, Mr. Jones? And I'm like, well, you should go out and blow your stinking head off yourself or slit your wrist in a bathtub. Oh, no, no, no. You've got to oversee the playing God and poisoning everybody. And the truth is, they're like a cat playing with a mouse. They're not really reducing population. The globalists and the Royal Commission brought in worldwide policies in the 1950s. This is all declassified to cause a ballooning population because they wanted that to actually threaten the West and later be able to cause global conflict to bring in the current world government we are seeing forming. Then they said they will mop everybody up. Everything you've seen so far is testing on people and getting ready. So I want to tell the white racists, the tribalists, the black racists, the Hispanic racists, the Asian racists, all the little cult tribal groups, okay? Let me explain something to you. When you play along with your little race game, whether the left is controlling it or the right's controlling it, and God, it's hard not to because the whole political system's like this, and you've got to address it, so you play into it whether you want to or not, but when you consciously play into it, because you think you're winning, because you're in your group, and you think that's what's going to empower you, you've let the globalists win because all of humanity is under attack by the New World Order for all intents and purposes. According to the Kissinger Group, there are 6,000 global minions that work for less than 20 families. And I, again, had Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, on during the break. He goes, you're one of the 6,000. We're ready for you to join us right now. Fly to New York next week. But it's going to be off record. I said, John Harmon, you just hear that? I know this guy's trying to buy me off. Oh, now come on, Alex. I agreed to come on here. I thought you'd be smart enough. Come on, let's come on. Have a friendly. I'm going to leave. I'm going to get off here. Yeah, he'd already been on about 30 minutes. I said, no, come back, Rothkopf. But that's just one case I can tell you about because the guy didn't say up front, this is off record, until he wanted me to go to New York off record. And I said, no, it's not off record. You screwed up, buddy. Because as a journalist, if somebody tells me something off record, if it's not a criminal activity, I can't ever talk about it or I blow my entire capability to get information off record. It'd be like if I was a cop, a detective, and I was just exposing who confidential informants were all day. I wouldn't get the information very, very quickly. And most people are so flattered to have the elite try to get them to join them. You know, I was just talking to to Steve Pachenik last week, and most of the talk was off record. This part of the talk wasn't off record. And he was breaking down a bunch of different angles of stuff and talking about CIA penetration of the Army and how they're trying to deal with that and the rest of it. And I think I talked about, that wasn't off record. But he just said, listen, Alex, you don't have to worry about them coming after you for the time being because there's so many people in the power structure that aren't part of this larger anti-prosperity takeover who appreciate what you're doing, and you are seen, and what was weird is I've been told this by a bunch of other people, you are seen as America, like you're an archetype of America and a piece on the chessboard now as a player. You're now part of the establishment. You're just a good part of the establishment. And I'm not up here bragging, saying, oh, look, I'm part of the establishment, because you're not the only person that's told me that. You have to understand, it doesn't mean I sold out to the establishment. You, as our listeners and supporters, are really Alex Jones. I'm just a symbol, a focal point of that, like Ron Paul talked about. It wasn't Ron Paul. It was the movement. He was just a focal point, just like Pat Buchanan was or a Donald Trump today. Because we aren't selling out. We will become the establishment if we start winning. So many patriots think, oh, we're just going to lose and hide in our basements and wait for a civil war, and oh my gosh, we don't have any power. No. If we act like winners, have the truth, promote prosperity, promote free market, promote true unity, there are a lot of people across the political spectrum that really don't want to have a civil war, don't want to have war with the Russians, and don't want to be a bunch of scumbags. And so all I'm telling people is, I never compromised and sold out because I knew history. I wanted to really change things and really be a good person in my life. And so far, in 21 years of fighting, we have broken through as the InfoWar and are now recognized as as one of the main pillars left of Americana. That's how we're seen by the good guys in the government. We're seen as America. We're what's left.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are go.
We are go.
All right, you are go.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. I'm going to get into all the Hillary stuff in the clips in the next segment and take your phone calls. I want to get back to what I was talking about in the last segment right now, just to illustrate the fact that everything the mainstream media does is to try to act like people that are aware of world government, aware of the globalist plan, are a bunch of fringe nut kooks that think flying saucers are going to land in their backyard any minute. And that just doesn't work anymore. Because the truth is, we are facing a private world corporate government that's unelected taking over, and we're going to force that debate no matter how much internet control there is, no matter how many people they try to lock up. That genie's out of the bottle. So I'm just trying to announce to listeners that InfoWars and our small organization has already caused the world government plan massive problems because of you, the tens of millions of listeners that are out there spreading the word and taking action. And so I'm not going to let it demoralize me to look at that witch Hillary and all the crimes she's committed and the persecution of the Christians and funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Benghazi and Obama and the Fast and Furious and just the, you know, Obamacare and the scams and all the rest of it, and knowing how racist the Clintons are and just knowing how phony they are. The fact that Democrats didn't support her, the fact that the grassroots didn't support her, the fact that we couldn't hardly find any Hillary supporters, even in L.A. on primary day, it was like 8 out of 10 were for Sanders. At the polling places, most of them were for Sanders, but she still won because she stole the superdelegates. It came out in the news that CNN and AP had a meeting the day before at a home with the wealthy superdelegates who were just appointed by the party, and that they decided Hillary was going to win California. And that was on the news the next day. Oh, we had a meeting. We decided you go ahead and go vote. And you're like, well, that shows we're under horrible tyranny. But at least it's out in the open now. They've never had to sit there and openly ignore the popular vote and openly admit they're ignoring it. It's so naked. They can't hide it anymore. They're having to openly steal stuff at high noon. They're having to have Hillary be above the law and have the FBI director come out and fall on his sword for her and for Loretta Lynch. So there's no way this can just go on and on and on because her own people don't support her. Yeah, they'll get all whipped up into fervor and, again, Democrat versus Republican, Pepsi versus Coke, divide and conquer tribalism, same stuff we talked about earlier. Sure, they'll do that. It'll work for a while. But it's not going to work forever, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's the positive news I'm trying to get at here, is that as an average person out there who's just working hard and trying to take care of their family and trying to have a decent life and trying to be a good person, you may feel demoralized sometimes seeing all this bad stuff going on. But I'm telling you, I'm somebody who's on a lot of radio stations and TV stations, and I'm somebody that gets demonized all over mainstream media, and I'm somebody that reaches 20-plus million people conservatively. It's like 26, 27 million people every week, half of that in the U.S., and all I get is my dinner bought for me, and all I get is pats on the back, and all I get is even trendies and people from foreign countries and every race, color, and creed supporting me. I wear obnoxious Make America Great Trump hats downtown, and liberals laugh and love it. I've seen a few that get mad by it, and I just wear it to practice not caring what people think and to really test things. But as a public figure and someone who's been successful in breaking through into the political discourse, I can tell you that freedom is the most popular thing in the world right now, and liberty is rising, and the, quote, conspiracy culture of not believing known liars and studying how the world really works, that is growing. You know, they created like a quasi-racist, weird, kooky, infighting, government-manipulated conspiracy culture when the internet started really getting big 20 years ago that was pretty much government-run, about half of it. But the internet got so big, and so many people, listen to me, this is key, got online with blogs and their own videos and articles that the feds couldn't get them all to infight anymore. And so we basically transcended that the last 5 years, the trolling and the infighting to a great extent, probably 90% of it's been transcended. And now there's just mass awakening happening. It's beautiful. It's very, very beautiful. We've taken the internet over. We're winning the info war, as Hillary said. They're losing. And it's a wonderful time to be alive. So let me just give you the good news. And I'm not doing a pep talk here. I kind of got down about the Hillary thing until I really, in retrospect, thought about it. We're making a tyrant act like a tyrant. So congratulations to all of you out there, all of us human beings, wanting justice, wanting liberty, unified in our love of human empowerment and open free culture and our red blood.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to run over some clips, cover some news, take your calls. We have several guests joining us. I probably should get Larry Nichols to pop back in today, too, because he was on Friday, and he said Hillary will not be indicted, and Comey is going to come out and say there isn't enough evidence to do it, and exactly what he said happened. And he also told me off record that a high-level government official told him of the next big bank that was going to be announced to go down this week. When he told me that off air, I went and Googled it, and it was not in the news. It is in the news today. So I've got Kit Daniels, who just notified me of it, putting the article for me right now. So I tell you, Larry Nichols is dialed in, folks. He is certainly dialed in. He's right about 95% of the time. And he says they're getting ready for a total financial collapse. They're just trying to push it off until Trump gets in to blame him. But, I mean, if Trump gets in and a month later the whole economy collapses, is the public that dumb to actually think Trump did it? I don't know. In 1929, they had some nationalists get in that were doing better trade deals for the U.S., and then they imploded the stock market and blamed them. So, you know, this has been done before, and history certainly repeats. It certainly rhymes. Finishing up with what I was covering earlier, CJ made the point, the real trolls aren't successful causing all the infighting anymore and turning the culture of questioning government into just a big mindless infight But the bots are out there spewing racism, spewing divide and conquer from all sides. And people need to just be aware of that and move forward with reaching out to other people, warning them about globalism, and talking about the alternatives of a true free market society. Capitalism and open free market creates the thousands of choices, the hundreds of different designs of automobiles, many of them affordable, the incredible housing, the incredible medicine. Corruption comes in and then tries to consolidate control and tries to have government pick winners and losers. Crony capitalism, which uses grassroots socialism to keep the public stagnant and domesticated. And they admit that. The Bilderberg Group came out this year in a public press release. Boy, I thought it didn't exist. New York Times, just 8-9 years ago, said I was insane. It didn't exist. They actually said I was insane. Didn't exist. They said I was in a parking lot in Virginia, stumbling around, having a full schizophrenic meltdown. It said, believing men in black cars with black sunglasses were following me. This was a film review of a film crew following us. They had armored cars, Secret Service, Marines. They were aiming MP5 HKs at us on video. This is in the film. And the New York Times said that I was having a schizophrenic meltdown. That'd be like if you were at the Super Bowl and the Goodyear blimp was above you with a Coca-Cola ad and everyone sees it, and then the news just says, no, you didn't see a blimp. That's the level of stuff they're engaged in. I would get on elevators at the hotel we were staying at 5 miles away, and they would have giant Marine Corps officers, the later on they were Marines, get on the elevator with me and basically start threatening me. We had them come over to our dinner tables and say, hey, Alex, let's attack the State Department tomorrow. I guess that would give them some jurisdiction to come after us. I'd be like, oh, really? And then we had these journalists with us, and they're like, hey, I think those guys are cops. I go, oh, really? You think they're cops? Because I was sitting there eating my hamburger, laughing at them. oh, my God. It's just so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that all we were doing was showing the secret meeting that nobody went. Hillary and Obama went into it. After she was there, the next day she comes out and says she's not going to seek the nomination anymore. Remember all that? And the media for a day is like, where's Hillary? Where's Obama? They've disappeared. We were there. Because, you know, we're delusional. The New York Times said so. Imagine, again, how it preys on its audience. On its readers, who think they're really getting the big inside scoop from the New York Times, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Oh, guess who did link to our stories written by Paul Joseph Watson and our photos of the Secret Service and the armored sedans and the diplomatic plates and the Marines flipping us off? DrudgeReport.com. First, to help take, kind of like the Drudge Report was like the bow and the arrow and the guy firing the arrow, but InfoWars stories were the arrow. And now, notice how the worms turn. Brexit, global government in trouble, world populations waking up, nationalism rising, Bilderberg out in the open. Oh, but I digress. Bilderberg, that's how my brain works, came out with a press release a month ago. Remember, we covered it. And said, here's what's on our agenda. Of course, this is only part of what was on the agenda, but here's what's on our agenda. We have a prize-winning economist coming to speak to us about the precariat and how we made everybody poor on purpose to control them, and how we're going to put everybody on welfare by law worldwide controlled by us to make sure you don't get too uppity, to control populations for coming civil unrest. Exactly what we said their whole project has always been. They now put press releases out. And Zuckerberg comes out in the New York Times a month or 2 weeks ago. Let's pull it up. It's 2.5 weeks ago. And says, here's the headline. Mark Zuckerberg covers up his webcam, and you should too. No. And here's why you should too, if memory serves. Mark Zuckerberg covers up his webcam, and here's why you should. Oh, there it is. Mark Zuckerberg covers his laptop camera. You should consider it too. Nice test of my memory. I really flummoxed that one. I used to have a photographic memory. I'm 42, and my brain don't work as good as it used to. Still works really good, but it's not photographic anymore. It's like photographic pre-35. I remember everything before that, like I'm an elephant and everything after that. It's kind of nice to start losing a little bit of your memory, though. As the body just slowly numbs itself, you know, easing you into getting older. Isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? He warns you about surveillance. Look at his little vampire teeth. He loves you and your family. There's articles today about how they openly are controlling the election and bragging they can throw the election. But here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What do you think about what's happening? What do you think about what's unfolding? Now, Silicon Valley elites buying huge amounts of land for secret compounds. We have the nouveau riche preparing to seclude themselves from the general public with double walls, floodlights, security compounds, bunkers, and, of course, guardhouses. And by the way, those are just their staging grounds outside major populated areas to their escape zones, where they have underground armored redoubts, luxury compounds on top, and airfields able to take wide-body aircraft and, of course, helicopter pads. You think Zuckerberg and the folks at Google and Apple and everywhere else, not just Facebook, you think the technocrats are doing all this because they just feel like doing it? No, they are setting up a worldwide meltdown of control. According to Silicon Valley Insider, the nouveau riche are buying up, yeah, this is in mainstream news, but Paul's writing about it, up huge amounts of land so they can build private compounds to seclude themselves away from the general public. And then it goes on with the London Telegraph reporting on it. Yeah, Paul might want to add a few of my videos to that article where I've been breaking it down and warning people briefly. And then I'm going to play a few of these Hillary clips and go right to your phone calls. Briefly, we are extending the sale of 20 to 40% off on the super high quality, full spectrum, affordable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 20-40% off. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. This is just for emergencies. It's the good halogen. It blocks the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromine, all that. At least it has in my body. It's pulled it out, changed my life, helped me lose so much weight. But unfortunately, that's selling out. Been a long time since X2 sold out. We try to stockpile it. But people are really taking advantage of this sale. In fact, they're taking more advantage of that than they are the food. That's a close second. So I thought I'd end the sale because of the food producers having trouble keeping up with demand, but they're not. They're doing fine. This ships out like days after you order it, totally fresh. But no, the Survival Shield Nation on X2 looks like it will sell out in the next week. Might be a month or more until we get more. That's unfortunate, but we're going to keep the sale going until there's just a little bit left, and I'll try to keep some back at the regular price until more comes in. But you want 20% off Survival Shield Nation on X2. I'll take advantage of that today. 20% off Alexa Pure Water Filters. 20% off Alexa Pure Air Filters. This was just going to run to July 4th, but people are taking advantage of this. It's helping fund the operation, and I just love specials, so it's the Independence special running through next Monday, but then it will end. 20% off all shortwave radios. We're expanding this. 20% off all non-GMO survival heirloom seeds. We have a giant spectrum. And by the way, we offer seeds at such low prices. When we offer 20% off, which we contractually, that's the most we can do, in some cases, we're making like 10% on these seeds. And I'm not complaining. I love to have some lost leaders. Like when we sold the Hillary for President shirts at $5, I think we made a dollar on shipping on those after we calculated out the labor, everything. So, I mean, we're selling them at $19.95 right now to fund putting aircraft over the DNC and RNC saying Hillary for president, for espionage, you name it. So please buy those at full price. Help fund the aircraft we're going to put in the air. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. The extended Independence Day sale is a great time to support the real tip of the spear when it comes to the fight for liberty worldwide. Your support makes everything we do possible, from exposing Hillary Clinton to fighting for the Constitution, Second Amendment, you name it. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and secure your independence with these mega specials before we are forced to take them down. And yeah, I mean, if it keeps selling like this, I'll have to take down the X2, because we have people that sign up for auto ship and they get 10% off additional for that, I should add. And you get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. I forgot that part. So We have to always hold. We don't sell out of stuff now. We always hold back enough to fulfill AutoShip and to fulfill new people that sign up for AutoShip. So I will have to pull it very, very soon, the Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. But whatever you do, with all the things happening, we've gone from it being a possibility you need storable food and water filtration and preparation to a probability to a virtual certainty. I mean, I hope that there's a way to have a soft landing. The whole world's melting down right now. We're kind of like one of the last guys standing. We got big problems here. Growth rates of 0.8% with Cook numbers. All the other crazy stuff. Crime rates are starting to go back up despite the Second Amendment that held it down for a while. As gun proliferation expanded the last 20 years, crime went way down. Starting to tick up because, you know, criminals and other people, yeah, they get hungry. Stuff's going to happen. So that's what's happening. InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for your support. You're making everything we do here possible. And thank you for your prayers. And even if you don't buy the products, that's a win-win. Super high-quality nutraceuticals, super high-quality storable foods, you name it. I mean, life-changing stuff like Super Male Vitality, Child Ease, that's a 30-something-year-old top seller at Whole Foods and everywhere else. It's a well-known brand. Just a whole, I mean, it's like 50-something herbs concentrated that really just, it's good for adults, too. I never even plug that. That's just one of the top-named products in the country we private labeled. About a third of our stuff is famous brands private labeled that allow us to do that. The rest of it's our own proprietary, over-the-top systems. So that's the bottom line. That's why everything's so effective. It's why everything gets, you know, 5 stars. It's why all the people that are obsessed with nutraceuticals love us. They don't even like the show because it's just the best stuff out there. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. All the great longevity products that I also endorse and support when you buy it at InfoWarsHealth.com. Portion of that proceeds goes to fund the InfoWar. Plus, you can get free shipping there with AutoShip. Get big discounts when you sign up to be a distributor as well. InfoWarsHealth.com. You can call and ask questions or get more info at InfoWarsHealth.com on the phone numbers that are there on that site as well. Okay. That said, I want to start going to some of these Hillary clips, and then we're going to go to Lamar, Sean, Corey, Daniel, Maurice, and others. We'll just continue with calls right through with Pastor Manning joining us in the next hour. We also have a powerful clip from the nightly news last night. Prosecutor explains how Clinton got off. Hillary above the law. John Bound report is extremely powerful. I'm going to try to air that later. Obama turns into a stuttering mess again while talking about Trump in North Carolina. Hillary Clinton versus James Comey. Email scandal supercut. Let's play that one first just to show how they're contradicting each other. Hillary, you know, said that she never even got hacked, even though it was admitted over a year ago. So stuff like that. Here it is.
He called Hillary Clinton and her aides' handling of these email servers extremely careless and said in that news conference possible hostile actors may have gained access to those emails.
Basically, this was a political indictment of the way she handled her emails.
It is an indictment of a source without a criminal charge.
That is a severe, severe slap at the way Hillary Clinton was running that server.
But still a lot of difficult details for her team to grapple with today.
I think this is a very hard day for Hillary Clinton. It was extraordinary.
There was, in his words, an extremely careless culture and attitude within the State Department. That is not good for Hillary Clinton.
That has been Secretary Clinton's main line of defense, that she never sent anything that was marked classified at the time. And, of course, as you point out, Director Comey said that's just not the case today.
They found that hostile actors likely gained access to her emails.
In some ways, that was in some ways the most chilling, one of the most chilling parts of the press conference.
She has been saying for more than a year now that she never sent or received anything that was classified at the time. And his analysis completely disputes that.
This is quite a reprimand of her and the way she has handled this by the FBI.
It discounts all of her explanations that she has made for the course of more than a year as to the security of this email system.
Said that he has some deep lingering questions about her judgment, her trustworthiness.
She does not have a clean political bill of health. This cloud is not going anywhere.
And that's even her own former minions. These are Democrats all contradicting each other there. Let's go out to break with this clip. This is media shreds Hillary Clinton after FBI report on email conduct. See, they're already imploding for defending this so long. They now figure out they've got to go with the huge awakening that's happening. So even their own controlled media isn't going with this. It's so dirty. Here it is.
I did not email any classified material to anyone. There is no classified material.
110 emails
in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
I provided all my emails that could possibly be work-related.
Several thousand work-related emails that were not among the group of 30,000 emails returned by Secretary Clinton.
I thought using one device would be simpler.
She also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email.
There were no security breaches.
It is possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account.
It was my practice to communicate with State Department and other government officials on their .gov accounts.
Hostile actors gained access to the private commercial email accounts of people with whom Secretary Clinton was in regular contact from her personal account.
No doubt that we've done exactly what we should have done.
They were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
People will be able to judge for themselves.
We cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences.
Americans will find that, interesting, and I look forward to having a discussion about that.
All right, let's be clear. We set up our country, we won major wars against the British and other empires without sending journalists to prison for, quote, leaking secrets, and with simple codes that were handed person to person. So much of this national security state, claiming that it's keeping things secret for our security, is about keeping the criminal activity secret. We've had a shadow government since 1947, and the fact that they've persecuted whistleblowers and the press using these different secrecy acts, and the fact that the media has gone along with this even as they've been persecuted, really shows you how much trouble we've gotten into. But now to have her 180 in the face of all this and claim it's okay what she did when she violated the law openly, again, has really opened a lot of people's eyes, and that is exciting. Now, there's another angle to this, and that's that this is the diversion from larger issues of the dollar being printed like it's going out of style, the Chinese preparing for war against the United States, NATO is trying to start war with the Russians, the West funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda, attacks on the press, expanded spying domestically, the national debt being run up, accelerated deindustrialization, more and more regulations to shut down what's left of U.S. industry, the dumbing down of our children, the borders being open, unlimited people with different immune, drug-resistant diseases coming across the border, the government admitting it's been ordered by the Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, to quote Jamie Foxx, being ordered to let them in, a crime against the immigrants themselves. We've already dehumanized Americans, and we're supposed to pay for everything and do everything, but what about the people coming in with TB and scabies and bubonic plague, for heaven's sakes, and the norovirus and everything else? I mean, this is really a vandalization of the country, an attempt to bring it down, an attempt to bankrupt us. You've got to ask, why are the globalists doing that? I'm going to go to your phone calls now, Lamar and Sean and Daniel and Maurice and Corey and many others. Let's talk to Lamar. Thank you for holding, Lamar. Says a former DEA analyst on classified info. Give us your take on this then.
Hey, Alex. This whole thing is just rigged. I mean, it's pretty obvious, that she broke the law. And for us little people, simple analysts like myself, we would be in jail. I had a situation where some people were killed in Juarez. Some of the listeners may remember a consulate employee and her husband were murdered in front of their children. And then a third person that was separate from them was also murdered.
That's a famous case, and the DEA really responded, right, and killed a bunch of the cartel?
Well, yeah, I mean, they kind of did after the fact, but it was, too little too late at that point. I knew through certain involvement that I was in that it could have all been prevented in the first place. And when I raised those concerns.
Go ahead, are you there? That was really weird. He was driving a truck. Call back. Lamar, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone cut out for about 5 seconds. Start over. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the DEA responded too little too late. You know, when I raised concerns that it could have all been prevented, you know, through some of the resources that we had, instead of my chain of command dealing with that and addressing those issues, they proceeded to just harass me and, you know, kind of, you know, harass me out of the job. So the irony in the whole thing is my last week I was placed on administrative leave because I copied my unclassified contacts out of Microsoft Outlook to take with me.
Wow, so you took the unclassified contacts, but they still came after you. I've got the case up. Was this the case that was in 2010?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And and so they put me on leave, full pay and everything like that to finish out my last week. At that time, Bradley Manning was really big, and I joked around, they, you know, they must think I'm the next Bradley Manning or something. But, you know, now I'm saying that instead of those resources being used to illegally spy on me for no reason, maybe they should have been watching Hillary Clinton, you know, email top secret SDI material from her bathroom. At her house.
Well, sure. I mean, take Colonel Schaefer. He exposed the fact with Stratus Ivy and Naval Danger. He was running the Army unit that could have killed Bin Laden twice, was ordered to stand down. They tried to go after him criminally for using his colonel's cell phone, his lieutenant colonel's cell phone, to call his wife. It was something like $60 when he was authorized to do it. I mean, that's like saying he was stealing pencils or something. This is the games they play. But look at Hillary. Well, I mean, separately. Separately, it's been all over the news. They persecute the press and government whistleblowers for exactly what you're talking about. So that's the point I was making is they use this to persecute people that are innocent. They use the secrecy to keep corruption in place and to cover things up. And then when Hillary, though, openly engages in what I think is espionage, it's supposedly okay.
That's the only true purpose for the whole security state right now is to, you know, compartmentalize the globalization that's going on so that the patriotic people still in the government don't really know what they're working towards. And should they step over the line, you always can be caught in some kind of silly violation that they can use against you if they want to. Now, my sure. opinion is she's still going to be held accountable. And I believe they're trying to slip in Bernie Sanders. I know that sounds crazy. But that's, I think she's going to be just such a marred candidate that
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't completely stood down yet. Separately, though, looking at this and the whole history of this, in my experience, though, this type of persecution of people in the government has only gone to wake them up. I used to support body cams on cops till I figured out, wait, I wouldn't want to be surveilled like that. Plus, they'll just use it to nitpick the good people and then defend the bad ones. That's what I mean, because as soon as the globalists and George Soros wanted body cams for cops, I was against them.
Well, yeah, that's a whole separate issue, but the use of classified material to persecute people. Like in my case, when I said I'm going to go to the EEOC and file a complaint, they said, okay, well, here's a list of the stuff that you cannot mention in your complaint. So they took out everything.
Phone cut out again. They took out the... Go ahead, Lamar. Lamar, I don't want to get any... Lamar, your phone's cut out again. Can you hear me? He died. Lamar, if you are who you're saying you are, and you sound credible, send us an email info. I don't want to know anything secret about the DEA, but it'd be interesting to talk about that case because that was a well-known case and talk about what is public. And then if you have been a whistleblower and want to go public, we've had some of the biggest on from Thomas Drake to William Benny, you name it. So one of those whistleblowers, Wayne Madsen's coming up.
BNLive.com today.
He says the NSA is mainly to keep the government in line.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan.